Seattle's Tsutakawa family's an arts dynasty. Patriarch George's fountains and sculptures are installed all around the city. But his four kids have each made their own, sometimes less visible, marks on the local cultural landscape. Take Mayumi Tsutakawa, for instance. This writer and activist has spent most of her career opening doors for artists of color. She credits her activism to her parents. Mayumi Tsutakawa is the second of four kids. Her father, George, was an acclaimed painter and sculptor. Her mother, Ayame, trained in classical Japanese music and dance.
All of us in our family, although in different ways, were all imbued with this, not just love of the arts, but involvement to the very core.
Artists gathered regularly at the Tsutakawa's Mount Baker home to eat Ayame's cooking and maybe knock back a few drinks. Then Seattle's arts elite would pull out the brushes and paints.
People like Paul Horiuchi and Mark Toby would be painting pieces right in the living room at a low table. So we grew up with that.
Tsutakawa's parents didn't exactly push her toward the arts.
When I was in middle school, they asked me, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I gave one of those typical girl answers, which was, oh, I think I'll be a teacher or a nurse. And my mom just straight out said to me, you should become an art critic.
Tsutakawa didn't follow that advice, although she did start her career as a journalist. Eventually, she circled back to the arts as an administrator and advocate for artists of color. George Tsutakawa died in 1997. Ayame passed away this past summer. Their daughter, Mayumi, plans to devote her time to documenting her family's legacy.
I think it's really important for those of us in the history field to try to figure out ways to record and to make alive our history, because our history is what made us today.
In Mount Baker, I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.